A reading for today from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 29. Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field? And the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to nothing, and the scoffer cease. And all who watch to do evil shall be cut off, who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him, who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall no more be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale, for when he sees his children, the work of my hands, in his midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our world today is rocked with scandals. Planned Parenthood selling of body parts. The entire Me Too movement. The Clinton email scandal. Alleged Russian collusion. Why Chaplain Whedon likes to move the chairs to face one another during the seasons of Lent and Advent. Things of that nature. In all seriousness, we can't escape scandal all around. But through it all is a labyrinth of people in positions of authority who have lied, cheated, stolen, in many cases made themselves rich, and many people much poorer as a result. They've lived without regard for God and man, and we see the world falling apart around us because of it. What a wonderful, though unfortunate, object lesson of the corruption of this present world and the total depravity of man. Isaiah didn't know it at the time, but he was speaking about just such men and women, and even corporate entities, about such duplicity and unfaithfulness in our modern world, when he prophesied the words in our text. His words will be terrifying for some, but for us, they're words of comfort because they tell us that the end is in sight. Isn't everything always a little bit better when you know that the end is in sight? Of course, these guys aren't the only ones that Isaiah was addressing. He was addressing all sorts of evil people. Listen again to the words that he uses. For the ruthless will come to an end, the scorner will be finished. All who are intent on doing evil will be cut off, who cause a person to be inflicted by a word and ensnare him who adjudicates at the gate and defraud one in the right with meaningless arguments. The targets here are those who take advantage of the little guy, the innocent. And God has a word of judgment for those who abuse the righteous. And that word is the same one that gives us comfort. The end is in sight. The end of all pains, the end of all frustrations is in sight. And what will happen when the end is here? On that day, Isaiah says, the deaf shall hear words of a book. Out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. And that song will rise. The afflicted also shall increase their gladness in the Lord, and the needy of mankind shall rejoice in none other than the Holy One of Israel. But actually, folks, this day is already here. You see, you were the deaf. And we have heard the word of the book, the word of God. We were blind. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians that a natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit because you need to have the Spirit to understand it. We are the blind mentioned in this text. The gloom and darkness is the gloom of sin and the darkness of our condemnation for our sins, according to the old Adam. When the Holy Spirit comes, he enlightens us with the gospel, the light of the gospel of faith, and we see the goodness of the Lord and salvation, and we rejoice. We are the afflicted. We are afflicted by the evil one, the world and our flesh. They entice us to sin. They punish us and ridicule us for our faith, persecute us for the sake of Christ and his name. We are those whose gladness is increased in the Lord too. We are gladdened by the forgiveness of our sins. If you think about it, would you really want to come to work today if you didn't have that joy? What would be the point? Dear friends in Christ, don't ever get down about what the world is doing to you and around you. What can they do to you after all, really? The world can make you hurt now. The world can even kill you. But even if you suffer now, you can look forward to the hope of the resurrection because the end is in sight, where there will be no more pain and no more sorrow. Almost anything can be more easily endured when you ponder it that way anew. God also promises to strengthen you and help you to endure and bear you up. And if the world should do its worst to you, as Paul said in Philippians, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Talk about a win-win, because you see the end is in sight. And it has to be in sight. Because it began already on Good Friday. When Jesus died, he ended the old world order and destroyed sin and death. That was Judgment Day. God judged your sins and mine and punished them. He poured out his wrath on Jesus instead of you. And now Jesus pours out his love and forgiveness and everlasting life on you. Take hold of it by faith. Look forward to it, knowing that the end is in sight. Those evil people who take advantage of others and abuse others will be dealt with by God. God says so, and Isaiah reminds us of that. Their power will be gone, and God will settle things with justice. But even now, we know that the end is coming. We can see it in the Word and hear it in God's great good news, proclaimed to us according to his will. Dear loved ones, God guarantees these things. Live as those who have the end in sight. God speaks through Isaiah about how he will teach, and those who err in mind will know the truth. Those who criticize will accept instruction. None of this is by accident. None of this is by chance. It is by the work and plan of the Lord. Look, all things are in his hands. Each of you were baptized in his name. You receive his body and blood in your mouths. The end is on you as you've been marked by his name. And the end is in you as you received his gifts of his very body and blood. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The end is always, always in sight. In the name of Jesus. Amen.